Hi, everybody, and welcome to My American Friend, the right podcast to improve your English by using it to explore the American and European cultures, habits, and lifestyle. You can also find us on www.myamericanfriendblog.com. This is Marta Innocenti, and I'm here with Cindy, who happens to be my American friend. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Martha.
This episode is about work.
Really? Why don't we talk about high-heeled shoes or food or music? Let's have some fun. Are we really going to talk about work?
Well, I know some people who are currently looking for a job abroad. They might need our help. So let me say hi to Letizia, Laura, and Elda.
Ciao, Letizia. Ciao, Laura. Ciao, Elda. Good luck, ladies. All right, let's talk about work. Why don't we start with a job interview then?
A job interview? Okay, let's imagine that I've applied for a job in a company that you own.
Okay, so you're looking for a job. You are the applicant.
Yes, I'm the applicant. I applied for the job because I'm unemployed. I'm out of work now.
And I run a small business. I'm the employer. I'm looking for someone to employ, to hire. I called you for a job interview because I received your resume, or I could also say your CV.
Yes, CV, from the Latin curriculum vitae.
All right, are you ready, Martha?
Yes, I am a little nervous.
Ms. Innocenti?
Yes, that's me. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm the boss lady, the owner of this company. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Please, come this way. Have a seat, please.
Thank you.
According to your resume, you've worked in the sales department of a large company for quite a long time.
Yes, I have many years of experience.
Good. Our company's goal is to expand our sales in the European and American markets. The new employee will have to help our sales manager take care of our customers in Europe and in the US. The position requires you to travel once a month. Would that be an issue for you?
No, of course not. So, is this a full-time job?
Absolutely. You will be required to work overtime as well. For example, when we take part in international exhibitions.
I realize exhibitions are a very important part of this job. That's when you get to meet many potential customers. It's worth working overtime.
Good. I can see that you speak English quite fluently. Can you speak any other languages?
I've studied Spanish, French, and some German too.
Excellent. I'll get in contact with you again next week, and we'll set up a second interview. If you're chosen for this job, you'll be paid the going rate plus benefits.
May I ask which benefits you provide?
You will be granted full health insurance and a pension plan.
That's good.
I'll get in contact with you next week. Thank you for coming, Ms. Innocenti.
Thank you very much. I look forward to hearing from you.
Have a nice day. Well, Marta, I might have decided to hire you. Too bad you're so busy doing music right now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't think that I can take care of your customers now. I'm working on my new record and planning my next trip to Nashville, Tennessee.
I know. It's a pity you're busy. I will have to find another person to hire, to promote, to give a bonus to shower in money.
Hey, hang on a sec. You're talking about giving a promotion, giving a bonus? Well, maybe I could consider working for you in the end.
Even if you have to work overtime? Work double shifts? Work the graveyard shift?
the graveyard shift?
Yes, that's an informal way to say the night shift.
Graveyard shift. No, sorry. I'm going back to writing songs and playing concerts in Nashville, I'm afraid.
I haven't even hired you yet, and you're already complaining because you want some time off? You're not a workaholic, are you?
Come on. You haven't even hired me yet, and you're already asking me to work double shifts. You're a demanding boss.
So what else? Do you expect me to grant you maternity leave because you're about to give birth to a new album?
A maternity leave, not for a child, but for a record. That's a good idea.
I was kidding, Martha. No maternity leave.
I'll have to resign then. Okay, here's my 2-week notice.
No way. I'm not letting you hand in your notice. I'm firing you.
This is great. I was sacked by someone who didn't even hire me.
Hey, that might be a good subject for one of your new songs.
Yeah. Well, everybody, thank you for listening to this episode. Hey, don't forget to visit our website at www.myamericanfriendblog.com, where you can read the transcript and the work-related expressions we've used, like
to apply for a job, to hire, to fire, resume, to be out of work, benefits, bonus, promotion, to work overtime, the going rate, to work double shifts, the graveyard shift, workaholic, maternity leave, to resign, to hand in one's notice, to be sacked, etc. Thank you again for your support. Keep listening to our podcast on iTunes or on Podomatic.
Also, stop by our Facebook page and say hi. Follow us on Twitter and browse our videos on YouTube. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
My American friend.